Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Hope you're all having a good time. Hope you're all enjoying your life. Hoping you're all living good and having positive things coming your way. You know, being motivating is about feeding off of what makes you happy and then keep doing it. You know, if you're motivated by a passion to do sports, feel that passion, do that motivated thing. Trust me, not everyone has a passion. Most people are looking for a passion. And so if you have that spark and that energy, go do it, okay? Today's podcast is a little bit, not dark, but a little bit damp for some. When, like, let's say you lose your motivation. Well, it's like, how do you get it back? Well, that is... what I'm going to tell you. So, some people, most people get bored. Okay, let me tell you. I had a passion for something when I was younger, and I had the most passion of, like, anyone I almost knew. I was very passionate, and I was so passionate, it drove me to do lots of things. But I also had a issue with boredom. And so people do their passions for maybe 5, 6, 7 years, and they're like, I did it all, I'm done. Like, what do I have left to do, right? So they leave, right? Well, great people, they stick to their passion, you know, sometimes very long. And they, you know, I'll tell you this. Yes, if your passion brings you money, do it. If your passion doesn't necessarily bring you money, you might want to find another passion, and that's okay. That is okay. But how do you stay persevering? Okay, so this is today's podcast. If you're in a dark spot and you want to persevere through something, you have to use your strength and dig yourself out of a situation where you are down and out. You know, sure, it's important to find your passion and what gives you life and light, but you gotta understand reality is people live in a way where they are they're set in a world where things are kind of give and take and kind of just, you know, what can I do for you? What can you do for me? For sure, that's how the world has to function. But a lot of people, they are programmed in their day-to-day lives, and so they don't necessarily get to feel differently about their situation in their life, right? So I'm here to tell you a little bit about what can transpire for the better for you and for even other people. You know, you want to have an inspiring team around you, right? I'll tell you, one of the most important things is having inspiration. You need goals. You need people who have bright, wide eyes for stuff. You know, what happens is some people, they become too, salted in their, relaxed in their way of life. And so, and then what happens when you're too relaxed, or when you think everything is going good, tragedy or hard times strike. You have to persevere. Persevere means pulling through a hard time. Now, what helps you persevere? Well, you have to think happy thoughts. You got to think what made you happy, and you have to think about things that have made you happy, and you have to use those as fuel to pull yourself through. Now, this is important because it's like saying, let's say every Super Bowl team, right? Every Super Bowl team has a coach who talks just like me, who says, listen, guys, we've been down in the gutter. We've been beaten up, we've been bruised, but you have to go out there and give it your all. You know, I'll never forget this movie. Remember the Titans, right? One of the best movies, probably all time top five movies of all time. It was a movie that depicted a little bit of racism, but it showed how America can come together through racist pastime and play football. And the team was African-American men and Caucasian men, but they had an undefeated season, right? And they won their season undefeated. And so it was such an incredible movie. It always moves me when I watch it. One of the best lines is the coach comes out on the field and they're getting absolutely slaughtered, right? They're getting the worst ref calls. The ref is calling all these terrible calls that are basically like just totally cheating this the Titans, the team that went undefeated. And so the coach is like, he goes out and he talks to a guy and he says he knows what he's doing, and that he goes and talks to the referee. The referee is calling all these bogus calls because he doesn't want this team that he doesn't want the Titans to win. So the coach is like, this is it, boys. You know what? He calls like a timeout, gets a huddle going, and he's huddling with the boys, and he says, I want you to go out there and make sure they never forget the night they played the Titans. And when he says that, it gets me every time. So you have to make sure people never forget the impact you always have with them in the and that is absolutely a way to persevere through tough times, and definitely, you know, motivate yourself. You know, when the coach says it, it motivates me. It's like, wow, I got to go out and do stuff, you know, get stuff done for myself. You know, some people, it's like I said in my podcast, they're great at things, but they shy away. They don't show it on YouTube. I say, make a YouTube video. Some people might laugh, you know, but a lot of people are talented. And I met a guy today. I was working with a guy. He's so talented. He could weld stuff, and he welded some great things. And so things he welded were actually really, 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 really good. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. Like, he did it himself. And, you know, I mean, you know, I realized, I'm like, wow, I'm not even that good at, you know, stuff that he could do. But, you know, definitely was, I was impressed. And anyway, so, you know, that's something I'll remember him by. I'll remember him by because he impressed me. He did something that was quite remarkable. And it's just like the real life story of the Titans, how they won undefeated season. It's a remarkable story. You don't forget things when they're remarkable, right? That's my point. Anyways, not to change topic, but a lot, you know, people sometimes need to have a need to have a goal and a drive towards things. And you have to realize and ask yourself, how important is it to you? And then you realize, I got to go do this. You have to do goals. I'll tell you, one of the biggest things in life that has to come at the top is you need to be goal-oriented. Why is this so important? Because without goals, you're not motivated to do really much. If we didn't have goals, we would all sit on the couch and watch Netflix all day and we wouldn't do anything. What's a goal? Well, a goal could be simply planning a vacation with your family, planning a month trip somewhere, right? A goal could be saving up money. A goal could be buying a new computer. A goal could be, you know, designing things, designing a website. The goal could be, you know, finishing school. The goal could be, you know, we need things to sit in front of us to try to achieve. Now, life is very relative. And I'll tell you, school for me was a tough time because life is relative. And school almost felt like a waste of time to me. It wasn't a waste of time. But at the same time, I do not think the productivity levels are maximized in our Canadian American high schools. I think we could have much more intelligent people. I think the internet's so powerful, they could just be browsing reading massive amounts of information. I think the number one problem in high school is they do not teach kids how to read even more and better than they already do. Like, you need to be an amazing avid reader. For the amount of video games a lot of kids play, you should be reading twice as much. You need to be intelligent. You want to know big long words. You want to know how to be more productive by reading things that will teach you productivity and will teach you how to do things like do your own taxes, right? There's courses, there's things that you can read that will teach you how to motivate you to program your life better, to set up things in your life better. You know, how do some people seemingly have it all, have this nice house worth tons of money, have a nice truck, and, you know, have a nice backyard? It's like, because they were intelligent and they learned things about money, and they learned that they had to have a good education, and they learned they had to have a good job that would pay them. So they stuck with education. Anyways, I don't want to take up too much time. I'm going to make these podcasts short and sweet, like I used to say it. And I'd just make them really long because I haven't made too many in a row. But anyways, so find your motivation, find your passion. At the same time, don't be discouraged. I'll tell you, the worst thing I ever did was I got discouraged. And discouragement means you only think and feel like you can't. The reality is you can. Discouragement means you feel like you can't, but you can. And sometimes just talking to people makes you feel better about things. Sometimes talking to people makes you want to go do things. Some people don't have this power. Some people, and sometimes, I'll tell you this though, don't waste it on some people. I remember I knew this guy and I would tell him all the time. I'd tell him great gospel things I wish some people would tell me. And I remember I told him, and I, you know, people don't want to tell you stuff unless they're paid. And that is understandable. But, you know, so what you should do is you should realize, my podcast is free, by the way. Thank you. What you should do is realize that you want to be around people who are motivated in the same goals you are. And sometimes those people are extremely valuable because they don't always have, passionate people are valuable people because driven, passionate people run the world, really. And a lot of those types of people, what happens is they don't always have to be passionate and driven. And so you might find some people who just hate humanity. So what I'll say is appreciate the people who are passionate and focus driven, because then you are going to like people a lot more than you may have so otherwise. And what will happen is you will start to realize, wow, you know, I'm turning into this person. This is awesome. You know, it's because you change into people that you hang around. Anyways, so I hope you enjoy this. I hope today was a good day. I hope everyone enjoys their time this week. Definitely, you know, keep focused. Keep smart. So anyways, everyone enjoy their life and become even better than you think you were. And that's how you stay on top of things. That's how you stay truly motivated. When you become better than you think you were, and then you can surprise yourself. That's even better. That's even better to do, because then you realize that, wow, I really can do this. Wow, I will be motivated for this because I realize I can do it. Anyone can do anything, really, you know. So like I said, one of the most important things is developing practicality. developing realistic, practical skills, developing a life that is practical, you know. Anyways, stay healthy. Not enough people, not enough podcasts, not enough people, no information that's widespread enough still about how to really be healthy, what to really eat. People will sell you stuff to make money. Listen, that's all the government does. It doesn't mean they're telling you the truth, right? Buy this, buy that. Well, why this? Why that? That's what you should be asking. Everyone says buy this, buy that. Too many people are easily fooled by the truth when in reality, you know, that's not always valuable to think that everything should be perfectly, truthfully put in place in the world. There's a lot of people who make money, make changes and make, you know, they make their lives off of just like some politicians make a life off of just lies. Anyways, that's it for tonight. Enjoy your lives and keep your life well and really learn to embrace others more. Show more patience, show more understanding, show more care to yourself. That's it. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I know I haven't done a lot of episodes in a while, but I'm going to give you some episodes. I've been working on changing my life and focusing on improving my life, and that's where it's gotten me. So anyways, I thought I would keep up with some episodes and give you some good advice and some motivational thoughts to think about. You know, I definitely have noticed that, you know, the more realistic and practical I become, the better the results I get in life. You know, a lot of people, they live with uncertainty, but the certainty will lie in front of you with the practical results that are given to you in this world, right? So I'll tell you, you know, you want to be smart and you want to be successful. You want to be efficient. Well, you have to analyze things or realize things in a practical way, right? The more you develop practical skills, why is anybody good at anything? Most people are good at things because they're practical. Most people developed practical skills and refine their practical skills. And that's why they're so good at things. See, we live in a system. The government says this is the system, but it doesn't necessarily mean everything is as practical and defined as well as it could be or should be. And for that matter, that's why you can think about what I'm telling you. And you can think, well, how do I make my life even more practical? And that's why people who create practical inventions make lots of money and will have lots of success. Are electric cars more practical in the long term than fuel run vehicles? Yes they are, and that's why Tesla is probably going to be a company that will flourish much in the future, as it already is now. See, you could ask yourself, well, how did someone create something that was efficient? They fine-tuned things in a practical way to make it better. It's like fixing a motor. Well, most motors, you know, they need to be fixed with parts and tools and your time. You know, and the more you analyze your time and your money, the more you can figure out what are expenses and what are benefits, you know. So you want to take a practical approach to everything, right? A lot of the time, we don't necessarily take a practical approach to everything we do, and that's why we end up with diabetes when it's too late, or that's why we end up broke before it's too late. We didn't spend money practical, right? We live in America where we tend to overspend. The government overspends. Like, this is not a realistic way to live. Because the more money you spend, realistically, when you put yourself in debt, no one wants to be in debt. Okay, or at least you don't want to have
more debt than what you have in assets. You want to accrue more assets than debt. And that's how a lot of rich people function in America. So the problem with debt is that banks make money off of interest from your debt. But eventually, you can only own so many things, right? So you can only have so much. That's a value. So if a country isn't actually bringing in money in a, how would you say, if a country is not capitalizing on making capital gains, then they will not thrive, because the simple logic process is you will borrow more money to spend it on something. If that company doesn't generate capital, then you probably have a company that is wasting money and is not necessarily productive for the long term, and will probably end up costing people money, right? So you have to think about that, you know. People who are practical, anyone can be practical. It's as simple as, you know, analyzing, well, how could you make a better toothpaste? You know, how could you make a better toothbrush? What's the best bar of soap? You know, and using things that are of an intelligent, practical, sound, economically sound way of doing things. And that's how you propel the future in a better way. You know, and so you want to think to yourself, right? How do I do things efficiently? And how do I do things productively enough that you benefit from what you've done, and then therefore the benefit that you have created outweighs all of the cost that you have consumed to create a company. See, a lot of people, they live off of company debt, and they live off of things that are not necessarily sustaining their future, right? So you have to realize, well, sometimes there's bad investments and there's good investments, but you have to realize what are practical investments that will make sense and survive and continue to flourish once a company is built upon that ideology, right? It's like, you know, you look at things, you know, what industries thrive and why do they thrive, right? You know, what is causing something to boom? What is causing something to fail, right? Realistically, you know, you got things that, you know, don't decrease in value, like diamonds and gold. They will sustain a lot of high value. You know, electronics can decrease in value. You know, some electronics win in value. And it's like I've said before, you look at some of the most expensive, the wealthiest companies right now, it's like phone companies. You know, the electronics industry makes a lot of money, but it's not all the same. Things are different, right? And you have to realize, you know, some things are a good business plan and some things are not a plan that will expand to become financially efficient, right? So it's like you have to know and understand this principle right here. Okay, there has to be supply and demand, right? What is the need? What is the demand? Do people need something? Is there a demand for it? Why is it? So you have to ask yourself, why? How long will there be a demand for? Why is there a demand for it? Then you have to think, will this still be sellable in 10 years' time? Will this still be needed in 10 years' time? And or you have to ask yourself this, how do we change with the flow? Like Walmart didn't start competing with Amazon really till what, many, 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 many years after the company became big. And they didn't realize, like, oh, well, this, like, Amazon's much more practical and efficient. It's going to get beat, right? You know? There's some companies that are just better than others. There's some companies that are not as good as others, but you have to realize, you know, well, you know, what is a capping point? What is going to be financially to your advantage, right? See, a lot of companies don't necessarily know that. They could optimize their system of operations, right? Which means they can spend a little money, make even more. You know what I mean? Or they can spend a little money on something, they can spend a little money on something, make a little more here, make a little less there. Or, but what is the option that is totally also up to you? So what that means is not all companies have the same voice of reason. And yes, the truth is you have to make a risk to make money, but you want to make a minimalized risk, right? And that is really the essence of intelligent practicality. It's like, I don't care. I don't go to casino and blow money, because realistically, the odds are always stacked against you, right? You know, even maybe if you're an extremely good poker player and you're just obsessed, you know, but at the end of the day, there's still odds that are probably, you can run and only be so good at something until, like, you can, there's only so many ways to play a deck of cards, and there's only so much something can offer you when you get into it. So you want to know how to optimize your costs and optimize things that are going to going to give you the best advantages you can, right? You don't want to be put in a place where you do not compare well to others, in a sense where, you know, but then again, you know, there's a place for everything for sure, but at the same time, finding your place could certainly be determined upon how much money you want to make, and that really is up to you, right? You know, so some people might want to chase the tons of money, and some people do things for the love of it and for the good of humanity too. So you know, anyways, that's it for today. Think about what I tell you. Let me tell you, it's better to think and be smart and then take and then get involved in the things that take action to improve your life. Anyways, thank you for listening, and you guys have a good night.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a little bit since I did an episode, but definitely go check out some of my other episodes. My old episodes are still good. They are definitely episodes that can last the test of time. You know, motivation is a mindset that reoccurs, that you control, that you utilize and you leverage. Now, I want you to go out there. I want you to live your best life every day. When I was younger, I didn't really have a mentor or someone to teach me and tell me things and help guide me through life's process. You know, I really had to come into my own. I had to learn life at my own accord. You know, let me tell you right now, when you're young, if you're 18, you're just finishing high school, let's say, even you're just starting high school and, you know, you want to get into a working world, or you want to get into a workspace and a mentality for making money. You know, money is essential for survival. It's essential for security. It's essential for living, right? You wanna survive and buy food and do things that are going to help you live and sustain your life. You just need money. Okay, that's just the way it is, right? So anyways, here's my 2 cents for today. And here's what I'm going to tell you. So, you know, as I had lived, I was 18. I've told this before on the podcast. I got a job. I finished high school. You know, I didn't look for something that was going to be a well-paying, sustaining job that I could quickly have my licensing, make a career out of, which I should have done. And a lot of people can do, and a lot of people will do, but it's going to take your focus. Now, you know, you want to have as many areas as your life covered as possible, right? See, the thing with a lot of people is that they do not cover areas of their life, so some of their life is a little bit tossed and turned in a couple areas because they have not centered their life, so their life is not bringing them success, right? So you have to realize, well, if you want to have success and you want to have things that are going to bring you the money, you have to be driven. You have to be willing also to put in more effort than even most people, right? It's like, well, most people get results most people get. How do you get results that other people get? Well, you have to be a learning machine. You gotta learn what does it take to run a business? What does it take to own a business? What does it take for you to do this for a business? What can it take for this to happen? What can it take for that to happen? How do you build this? How does this modify this? How does this work with this? You have to start asking a ton of questions. How do you get this? How can you buy this? How does this happen in your life? How does this occur? Oh, okay. What does it take to have that? What does it take to have this? These are questions you need to ask because they are important to your survival, whereas some people do not question enough. And I always tell you, it's like, well, you do what your friends do, right? You do what your friends do. You do what your friends think. Most people live an average life. They don't put too much thought into it. They think just like this. They think, oh, well, you know, my friends only do this. My friends only have this much money. You know, well, what's the difference between you and some people who have more? Well, the people who have more, they went out and at some point in time, they decided, well, I want more. Okay, so they said, well, I refuse to have little. I just want more. So they did just that. They said, and they went out and they decided, well, they went out, they decided, I am going to achieve more. Little is not enough. So they set their sights on having more money. So what did they do? Well, they probably looked for ways to leverage money. Like they looked to take out credit. They'd look to take out loans. Most people, they do these things and they spend money on things like they'll buy a really fancy new car. Instead, you could buy a business or you could leverage things. You could buy a home. You could buy things. You could buy a vehicle, turn a vehicle into a company vehicle. Like I know a guy, I got a neighbor and he has a concrete finishing company and he just runs it himself. And every year I'd watch him, his truck would get a little better. He'd buy tools. He's got his garage set up nice. He's got things set up, and every year he got a little further ahead. He bought a trailer. You know, next year he could buy another truck, have more company vehicles, have another trailer. You know, so things come, but they come in succession. And it's like Jeff Bezos teaches the greatest lesson. Okay, Jeff Bezos taught people, you take money and you put it right back into your company.
Why is that a good thing? Because when you take money and put it right back into your company, you are essentially creating a way to make more money by improving and optimizing your company, right? So you take something, you put it into something, it brings you more of a return, okay? That's the logic behind the idea, right? It's like saying, well, if you, it's like you have $20 in the bank, you put another 40, you got $60 in the bank. You add another 40, you got $100 in the bank. You keep adding to stuff and its value can go up. Now, how you determine that is important. You have to know what the government tells you. You have to know what how intelligently put things are, right? Like how things can function, what type of, you know, what type of company works this way, what type of things can you do to improve things for a company or for your position, right? These are questions you could ask and you should ask, because they will help you to make improvements where you want to make improvements that are going to increase your value, increase your, like I would say, increase your standing at a company and or in just increase the value you bring, right? So anyways, when you're young, you want to think about things that can see you succeed and put you ahead of people your own age even, because if you're not going to start it and do it, someone else will, okay? If you don't start and you don't do it, I got news for you. Somebody else is going to. Somebody else will start it. Somebody else will do it. Somebody made Snapchat, right? Someone made Snapchat. Someone made Someone made something that is valuable, right? And that's like I always say, right? Somebody made the app. Somebody helped advance the technology, right? So therefore, it can be done. It should be done. It could be done, right? This is the attitude that's important to have, because many people forget that, well, your attitude to your goals is important, because your motivations are directly linked to your emotions. So your actions are dictated by emotions, right? Now, laziness is a natural feeling. Why? Because most people, how they think is they think, oh, okay, well, I don't need enough. I don't have to have too much. Well, that's not good, because A, you're already teaching yourself a limited mindset, and B, so that means, A means you don't want enough in life, you don't want more, you're not willing to do more than what it can take to get you even more in life, right? Anyways, that's the gist of that. You know, I don't want to become too into something that is not, is not necessarily something that is, you know, the same for everyone. So life is relative. Everyone's life is relatively different in terms of certain aspects, but in certain aspects, it's the same. We all get the same amount of time every day. Okay, we all have the same amount of fingers and legs. We're not all the same. We're not all built the same. We're not all geared the same. But mentally, you have the same potential. And mentally, you have the same driven willpower when you decide to use it. Okay? Now that's important, right? So let me exchange a little bit on this. Okay, so some of you might think, well, you want to have a better house, or you want to have a better place to live. Well, you have to go out and find it and make that change happen, right? You have to realize, well, if you want it, you have to go do it. Now, most people, they're satisfied, right? They were hungry to a point. Lots of people get hungry. People want stuff. They go out, they go get the stuff they want, but they don't have any more goals after that. So they stop after they find what they want. So what I want you to do is I want you to question. I want you to think, well, how do I get more? How do I have that license? How do I get that education? How do I get that ability to own a business? How do I get that good? How do I have this? How do I have that? And the more you ask those things, the simple answer is the more you'll find out and the more you can get closer to owning your next goal and having what you want in life. Anyways, that's a quick podcast for today. I hope you're all enjoying life. I hope summer's going to be good. Summer's good for me. I'm going to do a good job and work good and work hard. Anyways, thank you for listening. Tune in again. I'll be back. Remember, what you put in is what you get out. Have a good one. And remember, work together. We're all in this together. We're all on a team in the bigger picture of things. I appreciate every person. You know, life is great when we can all live together and enjoy it. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I always enjoy sharing some things that I think might be valuable that someone might have told me that I also think could be useful. You know, I do think that we socially adapt in society, and sometimes that's fine to do, but there's not always a logical or good reason to adapt to a way something is until you question it and figure out for yourself. Now, let me tell you, that's a good thing to explain, and people need to know that. You know, like I question things. Am I doing this right as a child, or am I doing this right as a young person? What if I do something wrong? You know, these are questions you can ask, and they're fine to ask. Now, if your parents don't always have the answers for you, you could go and ask someone else. You know, yes, people do judge people. Everyone in society judges people. Everyone's going to be a judge. But if you want to be, if you're judging someone, judge someone who's even better to learn from them, right? You want to judge someone who's who's even better than you, who has even more who has more things they could share for you. And that's a lot of the time what I do say on the podcast. You know, it's okay, you know, associate with people who are better than you. Associate people that so you can learn from them, and therefore they influence you. Now, and we as social creatures, this is what a lot of us already do unconsciously. But at the same time, you can also do it consciously, like going to a seminar about learning how to become smarter at, let's say, for your job, for example, or let's say for your, which is practical, but let's say, for example, for a brand new venture, right? Let's say you love airplanes and you want to study how to buy an airplane, how to get an airplane, how to get a jet. These are things you can go and research, and some, you know, and like so a lot of people, they're so ooh and odd because they didn't go and do that, and they didn't go live that out to then therefore have the ability to question and know the answer instead, or to know the answer instead they question, but they don't have the answer because they never did the research. And this is why I say your phone is so important. It's got all the information at its own hand. You know, you almost don't even need school almost, you know what I mean? It's like, I know guys who barely even, you know, they went to work at a young age, and really there's nothing entirely wrong with that. We could change America, and, you know, people could go to work at 15, 16. Now, here's what I do think. I do think that, you know,
being in high school, what happens in high school, what I notice is that you try to mature, but at the same time, you're so immature. And at the same time, the problem with high school is everybody's so immature that you get all that behavior that rubs off on you, and you think you get clouded. Not to say that you can't fix yourself, because you can, but you get clouded with a mentality of people who are sometimes around your own age. But what matters is the reality you live in. Facts are facts. Look, you could be born, you could make there's people who made $1 million at 18. I think Bill Gates was 21 and he became a billionaire. Some people are like, oh, that guy's in his 70s. No wonder he's a billionaire. Bill Gates was 21 and a billionaire. See, so my point is, life is relative based on your decisions. Like, don't waste time. Learn from those who can help you grow, but learn from those who might already know, but learn from those or learn for yourself. Learn for yourself. That's most practical. Be on your phone all the time. Read things, analyze things, study, learn, increase your intelligence. Not only will that help you improve yourself in society, but it will also help you feel better about yourself. Because we live in a highly judgmental world. But at the same time, you know, you have to relax and not give a care what people think too. But you need to think in a way where, you know, you are also, like what I say, is you're surviving, right? And this is so good because it kind of puts a lot of things away. And it says, in a sense, well, I'm doing what I got to do to survive good, to survive for my mental health, to survive for me. You know, I'm doing what I got to do to survive. So, you know, when you see something and you hear something that's done in a good way, it's okay to go tell other people. I really wanted to make today's podcast just about this. If you have a good idea, it's okay to speak up and tell someone you have a good idea, because then therefore they will then maybe be able to pitch something back, or they can use your good idea, use it for themselves, benefit themselves, make the world a better place. You know, a lot of times we live in a society that's so much structured, but if you don't question things enough, you live complacent, right? It's like I say in one way or form or another. So intelligent people, they question and they find out the why, they find out the how, they find out how, when can I change this? How can I benefit me with this? How do I become qualified as this, as that? How do I have the ability and the power to change things? Now, knowledge is power, yes, but knowledge is also the ability to make a deciphering decision based upon everything you have that you can think about, right? And these are important things. Now, a lot of the times people, they want to almost try to fit in ways, but yes, but at the same time, someone invented something. Imagine we always thought, oh, walking is the best way to live, and no one invented the vehicle because everyone thought, oh no, we only need to walk. Why would we drive a contraption? Why would we drive a vehicle? But driving a vehicle is very practical. It's useful. It's going to get you somewhere good, right? So you have to realize that, in a way, there's things that you can then question that improve your life. When you're reading things, a wise person told me, when you read things, be careful what you read. Sometimes you read the truth, sometimes you don't read the truth. You know, and some things are also hidden behind things. So you really need to discover and do lots and lots of research. Highly intelligent people, they do research. See, now, if we don't make society more individually intelligent, then we don't know better, because we only, if we're all doing the same as everybody else. Like, let's say, for example, I don't want to offend anyone, but we all don't necessarily agree with the way everyone else lives. Now, that's perfectly normal. Now, how you want to live is perfectly fine. So I'll say, don't sell your own good ideas short. If you have a good idea, it's a good thing to speak up about it. Don't sell yourself short. It's important for yourself and even or for someone else's growth potentially and for yourself, you know. And at the end of the day, people are gonna want to live regardlessly. So this is how rational it is. People will live regardless how they're living, however they want to live, right? Because everything you do, either you want to do it or it's a choice, right? So if you tell someone good advice and it's good and they like it, then they can go, they can do it, it makes their life even better, and they might like you even more for that, you know. So anyways, hope that helped a little bit. You know, if you're questioning things, that's good. If you question things and you don't have an answer, it's okay to ask or do your research. You know, I'll tell you, we live in an age now where we live in a digital world. We live in a world where information is very highly accessible. You want practical goals, ideas, and you want things to help you become a better version of yourself. Self-improvement is important. You know, at the same time, you want to be able to live mentally happy, you know. And here's the thing. Sometimes we aren't quite there yet mentally, but you have to find a way to become mentally happier so that you can live mentally healthy and then as well physically healthy, because both are connected too, to then live in a good way. You know, I'll tell you, at the same time, society can have some pressure, and the pressure is not always easy, but at the same time, you know, you have to somehow learn to cope with certain things and relieve and or accept. That's the pressure society, that's the pressure providing services or providing what society provides. That's the pressure that you have to then therefore figure out and achieve. You know, how you set your mind up for something is so, so profoundly powerful. Some guy views that as that's a tough challenge. Someone views it as that's a challenge I'm willing to accept. The difference is one person views it differently, they take action on it. One person views it differently, takes no action on it. Is either one of them wrong or right? No, but one of them got a different result than the other one. It's up to you to decide. That's just a simple way to clear things up. Sometimes you have to be careful. Your parents can influence you in negative ways. You know, it's great to believe in your own mindset, and you kind of have to be happy for others too. If your friend views something differently, be happy. Now, we all know certain things, and we've all lived, and you know, we can all be equally be against certain things together, but it's good to be happy for other people too. If you see them doing good, if you feel like they may be struggling, it's okay to say something, and or it's okay to think, you know, a lot of people have an ego, but what's better is sometimes lifting each other up. You know, sometimes you don't have to worry about others too much, but worry about you. Think about yourself. Live for yourself. Then you can pronate and, you know, potentially be there for others, because your life is fine. Let me tell you, and people do want to have that optimal life or a lifestyle that is providing you with basic needs and things that are of some value. But also remember, until you're questioning things, life is also very relative. Not everything is perfect, but it's okay to be critical, to question things in order to make a better decision for something that is so ingrained in us socially. You know, we don't make changes until things, you know, smoking was legal in many establishments for many, many, many years, until finally smoking became illegal in restaurants. It became illegal to do with a child in the car, right? You know, so now the more we rationalize and question things, the more then we can there decipher to make better decisions based upon our health, our longevity. I always say the most important love is self-love. It's from the self. And that you need to feel mentally empowered. And here's another thing. When you feel too mentally weak, that can be a bad thing too. So I said something good the other day. I said, you have to realize where your emotions can stand so you can look to yourself to realize, okay, well, where do my emotions sit? Who emotionally pushes me in a good way? Who emotionally pushes me in a bad way? Or who emotionally influences me? And you have to question these things. And sometimes your parents can be the worst ones. I lived with toxic people for a long time, and it was terrible. You know, I was a young man. Even men are sometimes hard on men. That's sad. Women group together. They like to lift each other up. That's okay to lift up another guy, another person. That is perfectly fine. You know, we're all living, you know. Here's the thing. Whether you want to think about it or not in a practical sense, a woman or a man can do just as much as what someone else can do. Why are men so hard on each other when a woman can have that position too? A woman can do that job. A man can do that job. Why are you going to be so competitive with another man when, you know, it's like, well, someone could have that. Someone else could have that, you know. But anyways, do good at your job. Prove to be valuable, right? Prove your value. The more value you bring, the more valuable you are. I've already said that. I said that a long time ago. You know, check out my older episodes if you want to. Hopefully they'll benefit you. I think they just might. Check them out. Please and thank you. I appreciate everyone who could listen. You want your life to be the best you can. Go make it to be the best you can. A great, great piece of advice. A quote to Joe Rogan. His podcasts are great. If you don't already know, now you know. He says, envision your life. You're the superhero. How are you going to act if you are the superhero? Right? Envision your life that you have everything you want, because mentally envisioning things is a powerful tool to help you clear your mind. See, some people, they put obstacles in front of you, and some people, you get mentally obstacle blocked, and then you have to find and figure out, you know, how does this solution come about? There's lots of solutions for everything. You can find lots of solutions. We have all this information in a phone. There's almost no solution you could possibly not research. Anyways, and remember, yes, we push ourselves very hard. Take care of your health. I was so young, I was young and foolish. I thought pushing myself was normal. Pushing yourself is not necessarily normal. Don't over push yourself, right? Your nerves and your mentality can be fragile. You are a human being. Some people, they don't understand how others are fragile, and they don't even care. So you have to love yourself first. It's also a part of surviving. Self-love is important for mental survival. It's important for you to do these things, because if you are going to survive, these are important. Abusing yourself through means of which you think are a form of entertainment, like getting ripped with your buddies, is not always necessarily healthy and or good for you mentally. If that's not where you are, it's okay to go a different route. Snoop Dogg left all his G's and said, I'm going to go be famous on my own, bros. He left all his G's and he pushed himself to get famous. Okay, so now you know. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Come back and listen again. I'll make another episode. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time. You're all great. Love yourself, because that's the most important thing. And definitely keep your heads up. Keep your head held high.